Dr. Jeffrey Halstead has been Canandaigua's hometown dentist for more than 35 years, offering routine dental care as well as cosmetic dentistry, implants, and dentures by their highly trained and experienced staff. Visit them online at canandaiguadentistry.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you want to know what's happening in the Finger Lakes? We do too. We're going in depth with decision makers in the heart of upstate New York to get the answers you need. From the team of FingerLakes1.com, this is Inside the FLX.
Today we are talking about a proposed reuse center in Geneva ahead of a public meeting scheduled for Monday, February 26th. Jan Reagan joins us in studio to talk about this effort, which is a collaboration between the city and the town. Jan, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Josh. Great to be here.
We got a lot to unpack. So let's start with this. Give everybody listening and watching an idea of what a reuse center is.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you the impetus for this, for Geneva, for the town and the city, really started with an effort to divert waste and reduce what we're sending to the landfill. I mean, you got to start there if you want the landfill to close. Ultimately, we have to stop sending things that could have another life to the landfill. So that's where it began. But a reuse center done well is really so much more than that. The way it would work is people would donate goods, and it's much more widespread than just clothing. It includes electronics. It includes things that might be a little bit damaged or broken that could be repaired. It includes even construction debris, like pieces of construction that could get reused, things that are really hard to get rid of. So it begins there. It would go to some sort of a warehouse and be sorted, and then there'd be a retail outlet. And so there you could get goods at obviously a less price than you would on, say, Amazon.com or some of the local vendors even. We do certainly support local shopping, but this would be an alternative for less expensive goods. And it would also provide employment. This isn't going to be a volunteer effort in terms of how it operates. It would provide employment for people who may otherwise have a hard time, finding work because there's no real skill set that is required. You need a good worker, and you would be trained to take on whatever position. And that could be in repair for some of the goods that are brought in that need that. It could be in retail. There's all kinds of directions employment could go. So it's one of those projects that I love that attacks many issues all at the same time. But we did begin really with the whole waste diversion.
Yeah. I'm curious. Obviously, the town of Geneva has been really on the forefront a lot of this stuff. Did it start with them, or was it a kind of a joint conversation that just bloomed naturally, or where did that originate?
Well, I would say it did start with the town. The town has done some really wonderful things in this direction with the same goal of trying to divert waste. And they began the discussion, not that we heard about it necessarily, but when I was on city council, I was a liaison to the Green Committee, and we heard about this reuse center that happens to be in Ithaca. And we got together and reached out to the executive director, Diane Cohen, and asked if we could have a tour. So that probably had a lot to do with the town as well, but that was my first following of what a reuse center is. And as soon as we saw it, everyone's like, oh, we got to do this. And we got more connected with the town. They did apply, the town did, for a grant to get the project started. And that came from the county, which basically just allows for a consultant to come in these initial points. It's not like buying a building or anything,
right.
Which
yep.
is down the road quite a ways. But so the town definitely has worked hard on it, but we're so glad that this is a joint project with officials from both the city and the town. And a lot of people are just concerned with these kinds of issues.
Yeah. I'm curious. Obviously, you've got the example in Ithaca to kind of use, I guess, as a guiding light, so to speak. But when you're talking with them, when you're the team is talking to them, what are they telling you as like what makes a successful reuse center? Like what are the things that make one of these places work well?
Yeah. Well, one thing is, you know, I and also acknowledging that there are places that already accept used goods in every town in the Finger Lakes, sure. I'm sure, including Geneva. We have a wonderful center of concern. We have a Salvation Army store. And there are other places that do kind of vintage things that are a little bit more upscale, probably. So there are opportunities out there. But one of the things that makes it successful is to realize there's more. There's more out there. And also to accept things that you can't get rid of at the places that are already established. So we're kind of looking to fill in the gaps here a little bit. You look at what you can get, you know, get rid of or send on to a new home, which is primarily, I mean, at least from my perspective, what I tend to give away, clothing and some household goods, things that are broken, pieces of construction that you know look great, you know, when they were up, but now they're lying on your floor and you got to get rid of it because you're changing something. There's a lot of things like that that you can't get rid of. And so, you know, what makes a successful place for in terms of the retail in particular, and in terms of getting rid of things and diverting the waste is a place that accepts everything. The other thing is to look at the whole community and the aspect that I was just mentioning of offering jobs that are actual, you know, people would get health care. And, you know, we're just building this image, but it is what exists in Ithaca. They have several retail stores, and they have like at least three, I believe, a couple warehouses. And, you know, it's amazing what they do. But you need someone there who can, say, repair even electronics, repair lamps that, you know, I look at and I don't know what magic they use, but they get the light to turn on again. You know, these are not things that I do personally, but if I were to give something like that to a place like a reuse center and they could get it back in shape and put it on the shelves, that's a good success story right there.
You mentioned diverting waste from landfills. Is kind of one of the secondary goals of this is to show other communities that it's plausible, that there's a desire for this?
Exactly. I think we did, as I mentioned, get support from the county, and they really kind of upped what they would normally give. You have to apply for these grants, and they were quite supportive of it. And that was part of the reason they were applauding the effort so much is it's the type of thing that communities could emulate and build themselves on a smaller scale, on a bigger scale, but to get this kind of thing going, you know, that the things that are secondhand, there was a time when they were just kind of, you know, people frowned at this, you know, it's like they'd rather have something brand new, but you have to recognize the value in something that someone else just doesn't need anymore. And I think the whole move towards vintage and even understanding that we can't keep buying new things in new packages, I think that's changed the mentality. And there are things out there that, you know, they have to go somewhere. People would buy them. And I think you see people from all income levels now shopping at stores like these. So it's a very valuable thing to have.
Yeah, I will say one observation I have on things like this. There is a big swing generationally. Younger generations are far more interested in finding more sustainable methods.
Totally.
You know, the alternatives to Amazon, to Walmart, to the mass produced.
Right.
What are some of the common questions that the community is bringing to the team as you all start to get into this process? And we'll talk about where we are in the process, but I'm curious what some of the questions you guys have gotten so far about this.
Well, to tell you the truth, that's exactly what this meeting's about. People who have heard about it are people who are really kind of involved in some of these initiatives already. The people on the town sustainability committee or the city green committee. And, you know, they may have some knowledge of this kind of undertaking already. But Monday, the 26th, at the Geneva Community Center, right across from the high school, 160 Carter Road, that's when this is really becoming more known to the public. And that's when we expect a lot of these questions. But I think some of the questions will be just what you've asked. What is a reuse center? So yeah. We're looking forward to the opportunity to explain the project. People want to know, like, where's it going to be? Which we don't know. We're looking for answers to that. And people want to know why you need it when we already have the Center of Concern. Again, it's kind of to fill in the gaps. But Monday night at 6:30, there'll be pizza, 7 o'clock, a meeting with some people, including Diane from the Ithaca Center. So she will be able to really speak to what a successful reuse center looks like, and we'll be able to answer a lot of the questions. And look for involvement from people too. Anyone who wants to push a project like this forward would love to see them come out and get involved, learn more, and see where they might be able to help.
Let's get into some of the questions. I'm going to throw some of the questions at you that I think folks might potentially ask on Monday. The first one is probably going to be the most obvious. Is this going to cost me, taxpayers, money? Is that something that you guys have taken a look at in terms of how it's going to be operated? Or is this just essentially a private venture that's kind of being spearheaded by two communities?
Yeah, looking at the Ithaca model, especially in the beginning, the county, Tompkins County, did do quite a bit to get this started. And that support has waned over time once they got really up and running. They make a contribution, from my understanding. I don't know that that's a fully answered question yet, but from my understanding of the project, the way it's envisioned now, it would be minimal, if anything. In Ithaca, it's supported by donations, which we would anticipate being part of our projected operation, but also from what's made from selling the goods. Hopefully that does help balance things. It's not strictly break even. You've got to have enough to maintain the building and pay employees and ensure that the place will go forward. So I don't anticipate that it will be something that is fully supported by taxes.
Right. It sounds like what you're saying is, even though it's being dreamt up and led by two, a city and a town, it's intended to essentially operate like a private business would.
Yeah.
Be viable on its own.
Yeah. I think that is exactly the case.
When you've talked to the folks in Ithaca, what do they say about space requirements for something? You said obviously there isn't a physical space yet, right?
Yeah.
But what are they telling you guys in terms of, like, this is kind of what you should start out with space wise?
Right.
Just, you know, because I could see a scenario where perhaps you have a space that's, 1,500 square feet, and all of a sudden a truckload of stuff shows up at your door and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
So how did they approach it, and how are they telling you guys to approach it?
Yeah. I don't remember the specific numbers. All I remember is, boy, that's bigger than I would have guessed. You do have to take into account a place to receive the goods, go through the goods, make sure they're, acceptable, something we can actually sell. I know in Ithaca they have a separate warehouse even where some of that happens, and goods are delivered there. There's also, my recollection of our tour, an off building where their initial reuse center retail outlet is. Then they opened up one in Tripphammer Mall. So, they expanded as time went on for sure.
Yeah.
But I know it requires more space than you'd imagine, probably just like a regular store does, but accepting the goods and getting them sorted and so forth, that's a whole operation in and of itself, mm-hmm. beyond the retail. So you need the space to sell and the need to organize. You need a repair area because, again, we'd be accepting goods that will need that kind of work. So there's a lot of space required.
Yeah. aiming for a central location? Like, have you guys thought at all in terms of, like, since it's a town and city venture, like, roughly where you might target?
There are some, probably anyone can think of, when you, if you drive through Geneva, the town and the city, there are some places that kind of come to mind. Sure. But, you know, right now, it's not really targeted. I have to say, most of the properties that, you know, we're brainstorming, having not even approached the owners, but, you know, sure. are there's a lot of city space that I think would work really well. But that's not to say the town wouldn't be successful, too. Being a city resident, I'd love to see it in the city. Yeah. But, you know, it could land either place or both. Who knows? We could be like Ithaca and have several little outlets where shopping takes place.
Yeah. How early are we in the process? It sounds like this meeting is kind of like a first step to the public, and a long road ahead still.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're early in the process, and it got started before I was a part of it. So, you know, I know they've done quite a bit of thinking on it, and hiring Diane Cohen of the Ithaca Reuse Center, as a consultant is quite helpful. So, you know, good work has been done, but it is still very preliminary.
When you think about best case scenario, when the group thinks about best case scenario for timeline, what roughly is kind of the timeline that y'all are thinking about?
Yeah. Again, this isn't firm. You know, I feel like it could be a year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my, you know, but again, I didn't think we'd need as much space, so maybe we'd need a lot more time. But yeah, the work is underway to try and get it done as quickly as possible. And we have support from both City Hall and the Town Hall. People are excited about the project, and, you know, so that helps the momentum for sure.
Yeah. And of course, public information meeting does not mean that there is any sort of like debate or anything like that happening. It is just an opportunity for the public to ask questions, learn about what's going on. And things are progressing no matter what on that front, correct?
Right, right. And have pizza too.
Yeah, and have pizza as well. Like I said before we came on, come for the content, stay for the pizza.
There you go.
What would you hope that the message is that folks hear when they hear about this unique opportunity to have a reuse center either in the city or very close to the city? Given how divisive the landfill debate and how charged it has been over the years in Ontario and Seneca County, the entire region, really.
Yeah. Well, I think even if you speak to people at the landfill, I mean, they this is an effort that needs to happen. And I think people who are working in that field even recognize it. There's support for these kinds of initiatives for sure. And I hope what people take away from it is the healthy look at where we are, you know, just will lend it the kind of support it needs. It just has to happen. We can't keep sending everything to be buried. You know, once it's gone from your front yard and your trash can, doesn't mean it disappears. And I think people are really aware of that. So, you know, and again, you know, we have from the county, we have support from the county, even the operators of the landfill. So, you know, it's, yeah. I think people recognize the need for this.
Yeah. when we're thinking about a healthy reduction in amount of, you know, items being diverted from landfills. When you talk to folks in this space, like, what kind of goals do they have long term? Is this something that really the goal is to see replicated in every community so that every community is cutting down? Or is it so early in this model's life cycle that it's still too new for anybody to really be like making any kind of prognostication on that front?
Yeah, I think, again, the county support does show that they're hoping that this could be a model for other towns and communities, you know, throughout the county and other places. But yeah, I can't say what the end goal necessarily is in terms of the landfill use and you know, where things are going. But it's, you know, again, Well, let's look at what the town has done. And there are other initiatives very similar. Things like their free stuff day, their fix-it clinic. I really applaud them for both of those. You know, there's programs in other communities where they take old bikes that need repair, yeah. fix them up and give them away. You know, that these kinds of efforts, they're small in when you look at how much garbage there is, but at the same time, every little effort makes a difference. And I think that's what people have to recognize and what people do support.
Yeah. What's your message to folks? What's your call to action for folks who maybe are on the fence thinking about maybe I'll come out on Monday night?
Yeah, come out. You know, again, it's pizza at 6:30 and discussion at 7. And we're trying to make it a little bit interactive. There'll be an opportunity to answer questions like, you know, what do you have a hard time getting rid of? And how would you like to see this proceed? What buildings do you think it would work in? You know, it's not going to be a panel talking to you, trying to convince you. It's exploring in the community what the needs are and, you know, how this can proceed. So people... I hope people come out and just learn about the project. It's also not a commitment to sign up for a committee. It's truly just learning about something. If there's an interest in getting involved, there'll be that opportunity. But, you know, we're not taking names at the door and people can just learn about the project. And I think it's something I'm hoping people do come out and get a listen.
Given how early it is in the process, probably first of multiple opportunities for the public to learn about this.
Yeah, I would think, especially as things move forward and opportunities for committees are formed and so forth, there'll be places for the community to get involved, even if in the end it's just going shopping or dropping off some goods that you want to see have a new home.
All right, Jan, thanks so much for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you, Josh, for having me. It's great to be here again.
All right, well, that will do it for this edition of Inside the FLX. For more, check us out on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.